When Samuel Barber's violin concerto was rejected by the man for whom it was commissioned in 1939, he turned to his alma mater, the Curtis Institute of Music. The concerto was performed to acclaim, leading to its official premiere with the Philadelphia Orchestra. WRTI's Susan Lewis talked to a panel of artists about Barber's legacy and the pleasures and perils of creating new work.
Curtis grad violinist Nikki Chewy says Barber's influence is still alive at the conservatory.
There's the feeling of Barber just having a presence there.
Barber and several contemporary Philadelphia-area composers are the focus of a program led by Symphony in C music director Stylian Kirov.
In Philadelphia, we have a very, very diverse musical scene.
Now, as in Barber's time, commissioning new music can be rife with uncertainty. Composer Michael Jupstrom.
I think that commissioners are actually taking a big risk. As a composer, I'm grateful for it, but I have to recognize all the time that commissioners don't know what they're getting.
But the unknown has its own excitement. Pianist Henry Kramer, who's playing a concerto by Melinda Wagner.
I'm only the second person to perform Extremity of Sky, and I feel like, you know, a cowboy, you know, out in the Wild West, just like marking my territory.
The immigrant influence is also important, says clarinetist Benito Mesa, who performs a work by Efren Amaya.
You had Irish, Russian, and Italian immigrants coming here, and also German.
Stylian Kirov.
The opportunity of being free in what you create as an artist is really the most valuable thing.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.